Let's go to Mike, Livermore, California. It's got to be the Mike I met at the Great Bell Theater. Hey, Mike, how are you?
It'd be the Mike you met at Great Bell Theater. And that's one of the reasons.
You're the reason why we got that event going, I'll tell you.
Oh, George, you just warm my heart when you say that. I had a couple of dog stories. You know me and my dogs. I'm just, in fact, you know, the only two dogs that I know of that have been on your show. The first time I ever called you, they started barking at somebody in the dog park where I hang out at night and call you. And you said, are you okay? Are those dogs after you? And I said, no, they're barking at somebody out the outside of the fence. But the one story I wanted to tell you is about this other shepherd husky mix I had. He was a Malamute. He was huge. And, I mean, if people came up, they were afraid of him if they didn't know him. But he was the kindest, most gentle dog you'd ever meet. We had a rabbit and a cat. They used to parade around the backyard. So the cat would follow the dog. There's a 120-pound Malamute, and the rabbit would follow the cat. So, I mean, he got along with everybody. But I had lived up in Oakland for a while in an area that wasn't really great. If my grandmother died, my dad had asked me to watch the house until he sold it. So we were living up there, and when he finally sold it and I moved out, I used to go back occasionally to visit with a neighbor who was a real good friend of my grandmother's, and I'd stop by in the morning, and we'd have coffee and talk, and she told me the story that I never knew. She said that the dog used to get out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I said, what do you mean? She says, well, he'd get out, and he'd go sit on the corner where there was a bus stop right in front of my house, and he would wait for the bus to get there. And these old people would get off because they were going to the community center across the overpass of the freeway. And he would walk with them. And he would get to the other side, and he'd turn around, and he'd trot back, and he'd wait for the next bus.
That's amazing.
Well, the old people really loved him because they felt safe with him.
Sure.
He was their protecting them. So they started bringing him doggy treats. And he would do this every Tuesday and Thursday while I'm at work. And I never knew he got out, and he would come back in.
The question is, do you think somebody gave him the dog treats and he got trained that way, or he just picked up on that?
I think he just picked up on it because the guy I got him from, I got him about 6 months old, and he said he didn't have any fences at his house. And he said the dog would just roam the neighborhood. Would always come back and be friendly with everybody in town. And there was a fire department down the street. Every time the fire truck would go by, he'd run out to the street, and he'd get down real low, and he'd go, ooh, with the fire. It just, but he was just always, you know, hey, I love people. I want to be around, but he was just so big, people were afraid of him.
Well, let me tell you this, and thanks, Mike. Years ago, we had a farm in Fowlerville, Michigan. We had a 20-acre farm, a little tiny thing. And, well, for a farm, it was small. And I owned a Siberian Husky. Loved that dog. And in the winters, these are dogs that loved being outside. And so I'd keep him outside, and he had his big old dog house, and then we had him on a chain so he wouldn't run away. And every morning, a chicken would walk past him every morning. Some farmer's chicken would walk past him, and this dog would go nuts. I mean, he did everything he could to break loose from that chain to get that chicken. Now, the chain was about 20 feet long. The chicken was always 10 feet away from the end of that chain, always. It kind of knew it. And so the dog would come out 20 feet. The chicken would be 10 feet away. And every day would walk past him, the dog would just go nuts. One day, the dog got smart and backed up 10, 15 feet. The chicken, making the assumption that he had 10 feet of clearance from the dog, moved up himself, and the dog nailed him. By the time I got outside, there were two chicken feet stuck in this dog's mouth. It was gross, but he got him. He outthought the chicken.